time for Ruth Epstein for the rest of us. That's right. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us on a Monday morning, and we talk about stories that we're covering and potentially coming up. And we say happy Festivus and happy Hanukkah and happy holidays to everybody. Ruth, all that to you and more.
Oh, thank you, and all to you. I did not know that Festivus was the 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd every year.
Good old George Costanza.
And the Festivus tree is just an aluminum pole standing in a holder. That's the Festivus. Yeah, it's called the Festivus pole.
So you have to have some levity in times like this.
Boy, you certainly do. Well,
yes.
Anyway,
hopefully we can relax this week, but not too much on the calendar.
No, not much at all. I mean, nothing.
Just as well. My computer is acting up, so maybe I can just take a few days off.
But, it must be the time of the year, because Jill's computer, and Jill without a computer when she's here in the morning, is intolerable. And
it started with the clock.
But it just died. It just died.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and Marshall, when you have to ask him to fix something in the middle of a show, is like the most pleasant person in the history of creation.
Well, especially when you go in and you see that the computer is no longer off because everything. Well, we're going to try to get it fixed, but we went out and we were able to get a new one right away.
Oh, good.
Right, which is when I remind people that we are listener-supported and we don't exactly have a budget for exploding computers and fuses that get...
So annoyed that I'm, first of all, not very technically savvy, but we're so reliant on these machines.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating.
Stops if you can't do it.
Well,
but
actually,
anyway. Not
being technically savvy is a blessing in disguise, because that way you don't try to fix something until you're pulling hair out of your head.
I just call my guy.
Yeah. Right. No, it's good. It's good to call a guy, but it's also really important to remember things like pencils and paper, or pens and paper, because I'm seeing real memory deficiency, and that's unfortunate, because people just don't have things to, you have to. It's a muscle.
True.
So that's
Anyway, we did enjoy this week the return to regional. The kids come back from college, freshmen, to talk to the seniors at Housatonic about what college life is all about. And there were about 20 kids who came back, and it's always so revealing what they have to say, their descriptions of these roommates and all this other stuff. But there were several comments made about giving advice to the seniors to learn how to study because there are no retakes in college.
Bingo.
Of course, that refers to the NYP program in place at Housatonic that allows kids to just keep retaking tests until they pass. So I thought that was rather telling. The kids did say, learn how to study.
It's a whole different world.
You've got to bring kids in to tell kids that they should learn how to study. I think that's something like Amazon, I guess.
And from the next day, we were at the blood drive, and that was very, very heartwarming to see these young kids giving blood for the first time, many of them.
And not only did they have the blood drive and that, but then the two sports programs got together and raised food for food pantries by having different games.
They had a great assembly, which I did not get to, but afterwards, after the blood drive. And, good stuff. Really, the kids, my hat's off to them. So many of them are socially conscious of things that need to be done in the communities and in the world. And so good stuff from the kids. And now they're all off on vacation, so things are quiet at the high school and all the schools until we rev up again. We have 2 weeks off, so that's why it's going to be kind of quiet. Speaking of Hanukkah, we went to the Hanukkah lighting at in Sharon last night, which was a delight. Carl Shayet does this each year. It's down this year at the War Memorial because we can't use the green. It was quite a crowd. A very nice little presentation by Betsy Hall, whose grandchildren are Jewish, and she spoke. And Carl did some singing and great songs and a lovely evening. So that was kind of fun.
It's a nice ceremony that they do. And
very nice. And the menorah is out there, bright and will be lit each night with another candle.
And once again, we just remind people the green is just not available because if you tramp on it now, it won't grow grass in the spring.
So right. For one season, I think you can change
Cope.
Things around a bit.
Adjust, yep. As somebody once said.
Yes. Yeah. But really, everything else is very quiet. I am trying to work on a story about the church in Canaan that seems vacant again. The Episcopal Church had a church in there. The Knights Templar bought the church and rented it out, and there was a group in there, Covenant Church, and all of a sudden it's darkened again. I'm not having much luck getting hold of people who want to speak, but it's a shame that no longer, the building is again vacant. A beautiful building. We all know in Canaan, the stone building.
It's still owned by the Templars, but it's just not operating as a church anymore.
Right. So we'll try and dig that one out this week and see what they have to say. And really, it's...
Not much else. Next big thing really comes up December 30th, and that's the boarding house hearing
in North Canaan. The Planning and Zoning will hold a public hearing on a moratorium on boarding houses. What they're really talking about are sober houses. But they cannot use that term because the sober houses fall under the Disabilities Act, and you cannot ban them, so they're going to use the term boarding house. I'm not so sure about the legality of all that, but there is a hearing at 7 o'clock on December 30th for everyone to voice their opinions and see what happens.
All right.
And went to a great Wanda Houston and Trio concert at Noble on Saturday. Boy, was the place rocking, as always. And so that was a nice way to start off the holiday season. But I would venture to guess, Marshall and Joe, we will have news next Monday, even though we don't think so at this point.
Oh, we will.
Well, I don't think so. So I think you're right. How about that?
Okay.
All right, well.
I think something will come up.
Oh, something will happen.
Yes. Life goes on, Christmas, Hanukkah, or not.
So. Festivus. Don't forget Festivus.
Festivus. Kwanzaa. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, hey, happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And yes, the same to you. And I hope you get some little time to relax.
Oh, we will.
Good.
Then
good,
he can
good.
Fix my computer.
And
then
computers. Yeah.
Exactly. We'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Take care, guys. Bye bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories at rep-am.com on the web.